Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. Often, traditional wisdom gets in the way of optimal sales results. Some of those bromides we grew up with as kids really do wreak havoc with whether or not we can be a high performer in sales or whether we wallow in mediocrity. One of those expressions that drives me crazy, because I see it get in the way of companies' optimal performance all the time, is the expression, "It's the thought that counts." I don't know what you're thinking, if that's what you're thinking, because it's not the thought that counts if no thought was put into the intention. And in fact, I can see that many organizations use it as an excuse not to put any thought into the intention. So before you think I'm crazy, hear me out, and I'll give you three examples of where this expression, "it's the thought that counts," gets in the way of you performing at your best. Number one, referral programs. Many companies have referral programs where it's a one-size-fits-all program. Give us a referral and your name gets entered into a draw for a barbecue. Give us a referral and we'll give you $50 off your next purchase. Give us a referral and we'll take you out for lunch. No thought was put into that gift. What if your clients don't want a barbecue? What if your clients don't like to eat lunch with you? What if your clients have no intention of buying anything else from you, and so $50 is useless? I contend that the most thoughtful thing you can do to increase your referrals is to tailor a gift to the needs and the requirements of each individual. If you simply create a generic program, you'll actually reduce the effect of your referral program, which will then cause your sales to drop. In that case, the expression, "it's the thought that counts," really gets in the way of getting more referrals and more leads. A second example, creating a single client nurturing campaign that again is a one-size-fits-all program. Every client wants to be nurtured differently. Some might want to see you every week. Some might want to see you every month. Still others might want to hear from you only by telephone. If you put a one-size-fits-all program into place for all of your customers, you leave some of them feeling neglected and some of them like you're stalking them. The third and most common place where the "it's the thought that counts" expression gets in the way is your day-to-day conversations with salespeople and your customers. How many of you open all of your conversations with the expression, "hey, how are you?" or "hey, what's going on?" You've given no thought to the interaction with that customer, and you leave them feeling like they're just one of thousands of people that you talk to. Instead, create an intention for talking to that customer that's very specific. Review your notes, find something personal to talk to, and customize the opening of that conversation to make them feel like they are one in a million. Lastly, and I know I only promised three, but a fourth one has come to mind, is sales spiffs or sales compensation or bonuses. How many of you have sales bonus plans, spiffs, president's club that reward all your salespeople in the same way? I once made this mistake when I was a sales leader and told my sales team we'd all go skiing at the end of the year if we hit our targets. Well, one person performed below target and I thought, what's up with Christine? Why is she not participating? Turns out she hated skiing. There was no motivation in it for her, so she just didn't bother to do the extra work. In that case, "it's the thought that counts" really got in the way of my team overperforming that year. I hope that never happens to you.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.